Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
My sister died with COVID. When I consider sharing this news, I hold the information and assess for understanding. Will this person empathize with my loss? Or will my sister's death be another data point on a pandemic chart? I can tell whether the response will offer empathy or judgment if their immediate question is, was she vaccinated? The first time I was asked the question, was she vaccinated? I was frozen with sadness. Is this all they care about? What about my sister's life? Or my grief? The second time I was asked the question, was she vaccinated? I was awakened with anger. Is this all they care about? What about my sister's life or my grief? The third time I was asked the question, was she vaccinated? I was broken with hopelessness. I found myself asking, where is our humanity, as in a state of being kind? Some will find it understandable to ask the vaccination question. I get it. But I find it unkind and unskillful when someone has died. If you lose your loved one who struggled to breathe and died alone, you will understand. Was she vaccinated is not how anyone wants to be remembered, including my sister. Was she vaccinated is for you and your own fear. Was she vaccinated is a question that builds fences and separates us from shared compassion and our collective humanity. Instead of asking, was she vaccinated, perhaps take a moment to breathe in the grief. From my experience, silence can be incredibly kind. Simply saying, I'm sorry for your loss, or I can only imagine how difficult this is for you, or I have no words, are ways to be supportive. You may still want to know the answer to the question, was she vaccinated? I know the answer, and my heart knows better than to share it, and instead to gently remind you, my sister died with COVID, and I'm grieving for us all. With a perspective, I'm on Abuse Link.
Support for Perspectives comes from Liefke Bracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.